This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. The monsoon season ebbs and flows in the desert grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojalote. And from correspondence with friends in Cochise, Santa Cruz, and Pima counties, it's the same. You know, there'll be much jubilation and celebration when rain arrives, but when it stops, there are these, what's going on here, moments. But we've gotten rain at our home, and it came in such small increments that when I totaled our rain gauge readings for the month of July, I was very surprised at the sum of 3.5 inches. What? No way! No way! Oh, and we did get the flow part of ebbs and flows as the Ojalote came out of the mountains in the middle of the night and was, at first, crossable at our only crossing in and out of our place, but steadily built to no crossing, except for big trucks and four-wheel drive. You know, but for Ms. Mosquito and me, why bother? We were on the home side of the creek, we call the right side, and we had plenty of food and drink, so we took a couple days at home as the creek loudly flowed by our place. But when the rain stops, things get dry quickly, don't they? And all of us rascals of Baja, Arizona, can feel the humidity ebb and flow. Hey, our evaporative cooler works. Hey, our evaporative cooler doesn't work. Those kind of astute observations. I've heard and I've read that the fall and the winter will be very wet, and that'll be thanks to El Nino. It's all very confusing to me. So El Nino is going to make for a wet fall and winter. But, you know, what about now, okay? Is this La Nina's fault? Because this skippy monsoon, I want to blame somebody. La Nina, 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 La Nina. It stands to reason. No rain means no rainy season. We've all had enough of your teasing, and some rain would certainly be pleasing. La 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 Nina, 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 La Nina. We want arroyos to rumble, and empty cars and trucks down them tumble, and the banks of the Santa Cruz crumble, and new office buildings fall in a jumble. La Nina, 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 La Nina. I'm so sorry. I did want to talk about a plant, a really cool plant, our native cotton. Gossypium thurberi. Oh my, what a wonderful plant. Found all over, not kidding, all over southern Arizona from 2,500 feet to 5,000 feet. Cotton, wild cotton, well, cotton itself, they're in the mallow family, so Malvaceae. So it's got these beautiful creamy cup-shaped flowers, and they're pretty. They're so pretty on this native shrub, and those creamy flowers, they fade to pink later in the day. There is a cotton ball, B-O-L-L, you know, with fiber, but maybe only enough to stuff in your belly button. The plant is so green, and the leaves remind you of cannabis, of pot, right? But no serration, and not as rough, not as veined, but much smoother surface, rich green, all those cool fingery leaves. And those leaves have extra, this is very cool, extra floral nectaries. I'm not making that up. So there's extra nectar found in the leaves and also at the base of the peduncle. Yes, extra nectaries are found at the base of the peduncle. Good. The genus Gossypium is from the Latin for cotton, the plant. Thurberi is the botanist of the 1800s, and cotton, by the way, is derived from an Arabic word. Cool plant. La Nina? This is the monsoon. Don't make us call it the nonsoon. We want rain and we like it real soon. So don't make us start singing this tune. La nada, la nada, la nada. 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 Oh, come on, bring on the rain, bring on the rain. We could use some rain. The desert is beautiful and it needs some rain. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.